to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMIE FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you on the Refresh Radio broadcast on behalf of Merit Assembly of God. We would really like to invite you out to be a part of our vintage service today. We're excited about that. They weren't interesting things. We had some work that was being done last week, and so the piano player and I, we were, by the way, she's a phenomenal pianist, just absolutely wonderful. We started taking advantage of the time that we had, because the guys were working on things, and I would ordinarily be out there helping them, but my shoulder, it wouldn't let that happen. So we started planning the worship service for today's service, and there was another lady that was there, and I asked her, I said, "So what is one of your songs that?" And she said, "Oh, this is one of my favorite songs," and so we're going to be singing that today. It's a song I haven't sung in a long time, but you know, the way that music and words combine, even if you haven't sung them for a long time, all of a sudden you can begin to remember those things once you start singing them. And even though I haven't sung that song in probably 20, 25 years maybe, it only took a couple of efforts, and then the song was right back in there. I've seen people who were ministering to Alzheimer's patients or patients with dementia, and they, you know, if they were raised in the church, they would start singing some old songs, and those people would begin to join right in, because there's something inside of us that remembers the joy that we have of praising and worshiping the Lord. So we also want to say thank you today for Jits Concrete. They're faithful people at Merit Assembly of God. They do great work with concrete and block work, and just do a really excellent job. And so if you've got some building needs that you have around your house, why don't you give them a call, 536-5804, 536-5804, and let them help you out. And let a professional take care of it instead of trying to do it on your own. I had a person I know, they were looking at some cost, and by the time everything was all said and done, it would basically cost them about the same amount of money to do it themselves as it was to have somebody come in and take care of the problem and do it right the first time without the learning curve. So I just encourage you. Give them a call, 536-5804. Tell them you heard about it on the Refresh Radio broadcast. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll be serving food for our kids' ministry. It's been a last Wednesday. I was talking to a dad that was dropping off his daughter, and it was probably one of the most encouraging things that I had heard, and that was the daughter was so excited about going to church. He said, how could I not let my child go to church when she is so excited about going to church? And so we are very thankful for our kids ministry team and the work that they do. And so if you have children and you'd like them to be trained in the word of the Lord, grow up to be women and men of holiness and power and might, just healthy. I don't know about you, but I always wanted to spare my kids as much misery and pain as I could, as I possibly could. And the way that I did that was not bailing them out all the time, but by training them so that they would not find themselves in some of the positions that other kids unfortunately find themselves in. I was talking to my daughter. This is several years ago. We were walking, and I said, "So, you know, I know that some of the decisions that we made, you know, you didn't necessarily like those. But how do you feel about, you know, are you mad at us for any of that?" And she said, "For heaven's sake, no! After seeing all of the drama that some of my friends have gone through, I am so thankful that you all guided us in the ways of the Lord." So, praise the Lord. Come and be a part of the kids ministry tonight, 6 o'clock. It ends at 7:45. And, so they've got plenty of time to get home. And besides that, they get out of school, I think, early every Wednesday now. So, let's make that, a priority in your kids' life. Genesis chapter 46, verse number 28. Let's get into the word. It said, "Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen. So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept a good while." And wept on his neck a good while. "And Israel said to Joseph, 'Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive.'" Let's stop the reading there for just the time being. 28, 29, 30. It says, Judah was the one who went before him to Joseph because they were needing directions on how to get to the land of Goshen. And they got those directions and eventually arrived there. You know, it used to be when I would take road trips that you would have to have a map, or you would have to have directions on how to get someplace. When we moved to Texas, we were out in a very, very rural area. Out there, they did not have the types of addresses we were used to in the big city. And our directions really didn't say how many miles it was until we got there. And so we're out traveling this 2-lane road where we're moving, I think we were driving down there at night, excuse me, for our first visit. And we were literally just having to poke along and saying, "Okay, is it here? Is it here? Is it here?" Because we didn't know where we were going. And so guys, all of the women are going to probably amen this. If you don't know where you're going, follow the instructions here that Judah gives to us, and that is ask for directions. Ask for directions. We do not have to just meander through life. We can ask God, "God, where is it? What is the destination? How do I get to the place that you have prepared for me?" Now, there are some people who don't start the journey until they have all of the details. We talked about Jacob starting the journey yesterday. He had made the decision, and he began the journey, and he began it with everything that he had. And he had a worship encounter with God along the way, and he heard God assure him of his presence, that he was not going to abandon him. And now they come, and he says, "Look, I'm almost to the end of my journey, and I need direction." And I believe that all of us should have people who speak into our life from an authoritative standpoint. I've got a presbyter, and I call him and share with him good news. I call with him and share with him challenges. He's the one who provides me the direction and the insight that I need. I thank God for people who are smarter than I am. I thank God for people who have more insight into things, who've got an array of experiences that I may not have. And so I'm not afraid to ask for directions. And I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to ask for directions either. especially when it comes to get to heaven. Okay? Now, it does matter who you ask for directions. See, if you're asking for directions from someone who doesn't know how to get there, they just have a hunch that this is how you get there, their hunch could be entirely wrong. But if you are asking for directions for somebody who knows the lay of the land, they've come from where you are trying to get, and now that you happen to be where you are, they are able to tell you how to get to the destination. That's what I love about Jesus. Jesus came from heaven to where we were, lived among us, and then he pointed us the way. He showed us by example, and he says this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And what that means is, even though that there are people who would tell you it doesn't matter who you worship or how you worship, just as long as you are sincere in your worship, I want you to know that that advice, that counsel, that direction does not line up with the direction and the counsel that Jesus gave. And so if you tell me that, I'm going to have to ask what your qualifications are, because your qualifications are not going to line up with the qualifications of Jesus. Jesus, and I'm turning over to John, the 13th chapter, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It says in chapter 13, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Drop down to verse 3. "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God," okay, "rose from his supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself." He took on the form of a servant. And what I really like there is he knew he had come from God and that he was returning to God. He knew the way back. He said that I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and when it's done, I'm coming back to get you, that you can be with me forever. I'm so thankful. So first of all, let me say this. Don't be afraid to ask for directions. And if that's Siri on your phone, I want to tell you, be careful about using those GPS things. Because sometimes they will try and save you 15 seconds on a journey and cost you an hour. I've got one path that I've driven a number of times, and I have to prepare myself at a certain point because they want to take me down through all of these peanut farms, and the speed limit drops down to 15 or 20 miles an hour. Is it a shorter, more direct route? Yes, but it's not as quick and expeditious as the other way, and so it ends up costing you more time. Jesus is going to take you on the journey, and he's going to get you to where you need to be, and his timing will be perfect. So it says in verse number 29, "So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet Israel." That's Jacob's name that God gave him when he wrestled with the angel. "So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen and to meet his father Israel." Wouldn't you have liked to have been there for that reunion? That which you thought had died, you now see with your very own eyes that he's alive, and that he comes, and he's no longer wearing the cloak of favor that you had given him, but instead he is wearing the robes of authority and power. I am so thankful that it is not our job to keep kids kids. It is our privilege to train them up in the ways of the Lord so they can go forth in authority and power and be leaders. They would be the head and not the tail. My son is skilled in areas that are beyond my abilities. my daughter. Somebody was asking me about my daughter, and I said, she's smarter than I am. I've got another daughter. She's more organized than I am. They all have things, and I'm thankful that they're using them for the Lord. So Joseph gets into his chariot and goes up to Goshen to meet his father Israel, and he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck for a good while. I don't know how long a good while is. I don't know all of the details of what that presentation was like. But I do know there was a great deal of joy and a great deal of celebration. And there's part of me that right now is wondering about the bystanders, about the brothers who had helped facilitate decades in absence. And now they see the reunion. I don't think that there was as much remorse and uncertainty that something bad was going to happen to them now. But, you know, I do reflect upon some things from time to time. Once I have placed something under the blood of Jesus, once I've asked him to forgive me of that, I no longer carry around the guilt of that. I no longer, you know, beat myself up. So I'm not wanting to talk about the brothers for that sake. The thing that gets me, the thing that that plagues my mind is the opportunities that I missed from being too passive or being distracted. And I wonder if the brothers on this particular day, as they saw the reunion between Joseph and Jacob, if they were saying, you know, this could have happened a whole lot more. If we hadn't done that, there was a lot of things that were missed. And so I want to tell you today that I am thankful that God is the God of reunions and reconciliation. It says that the ministry of reconciliation has been committed to us, the church. Whether there's been estrangement or a broken, severed relationship with God because of the acts of someone else or because of the acts of your own self, God is the God of reconciliation. His arm is not too short. His arm's not in a sling. His grip is not weak. He can reach you where you are at. And so there, Joseph presents himself to Jacob, and he falls on his neck, and he wept on his neck for a good while. Wednesday is family day. You know, we've got it broken up into a few different things, but there's ministry that goes on to the entire family today at Merit Assembly of God. And I want to encourage you to do this. Enjoy your family. Celebrate them. Spend time with them. There, a few weeks ago at our leadership event that we had, one of the most productive things, the exercise that Duke Matlock had us do, was he said, I want you to sit and talk with a person and let them talk, and you just sit there and listen. And many of the people were sitting there and they were talking with families. Not everybody was. But I want to ask you, guys, when was the last time that you just kind of went on a date with your wife and you just sat there and listened, you know? Now, I know men do not like to just sit and talk and listen. They certainly don't want to talk about their feelings. I'm not telling you what to talk about. I just want to ask you, when was the last time you gave your best to your family? Where you gave your best to your spouse, to your kids, to your mom and dad? Where you said, you know, let's forget about the clock. Do you realize how busy a man Joseph was in Egypt? And here it just says that they hugged on one another and they wept on each other's neck for a good while. I don't care how busy you are. If you are too busy for your family, you're too busy. You're too busy. And so I encourage you, spend some time with them. Don't let somebody have to be taken away from you before you recognize the precious gift that you have. You know, when I first responded to ministry, I moved away from my parents' house, and we hugged on each other's neck and we wept for a good while. But eventually I had to get in the car and I had to leave. And then we came home and there was a reunion there. And then I had to go back and, you know, we played that scenario out a number of times. And now every time I'm with them, I never know. Now I want you to know, I've got a grandmother still alive. She's 101 years old. So I've got at least one of the four grandparent legs that has a serious longevity gene that goes on there, but I never know when I leave her, if I'm going to get to see her again. So I want to make the most of those opportunities, and you don't even have to be a long ways away from them to not know if it's going to be the last time that you see someone or not. I remember the phone call that we had when our son was on an airplane and going out of reach of his parents, and there wasn't going to be a lot of communication, and the timing, you know, we didn't know the timing of when he was leaving or anything. All of a sudden we get a phone call from him, and he talks to us for a little while, and then he says, well, let me talk to, he wanted to talk to his baby sister, so we put her on the phone, and the next thing we know, she is she's crying, and we said, what does it matter? He said, he's gone. And says, well, he's not due to leave. And said, look, I just heard the flight attendant. I heard the message that says, okay, you need to turn off all your cell phones, and we're going to be taking off. And he is leaving beyond. He's going beyond. Folks, we need to recognize how precious our family is. And I encourage you, if you've got family and maybe you haven't spoken to them in a long time, you need to correct that situation. Do not allow the devil to use the bitterness of the past to steal the joy of your future. Okay? Shut off the cell phone. Throw away the watch. And that was one of the things that was most exciting. My wife and I went on a cruise earlier this year. That was one of the things that was most exciting for us, is we didn't have a clock that we had to operate by. And so we could just actually enjoy and relax and enjoy life. I'm going to close today with one last thought. It's in verse 30, and it says, and Israel said to Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are still alive. I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you wanted to die. I have. That may come as a shock to you. It wasn't suicidal. I was just telling God, if you're looking for people, to transport to heaven today, I'm willing to volunteer. That you may not think that preachers have days like that, but I tell you what, this one did. You know, if you're looking for volunteers, here I am. Israel said to Joseph, "I've seen you alive. Now let me die." The heartache, the grief, the sorrow, all of that has been taken away. And so I'm content at this point. I'm just ready to go. And I will tell you this, that Jacob didn't die that day. He lived for, I believe, another 17 years. And if that day God had given in to Jacob's request to die because I've seen Joseph, it just can't get any better than this, he would have missed out on not only seeing Joseph, but seeing Joseph's kids, Manasseh and Ephraim. He would have missed out on decades of influence with his kids. Do not allow discouragement. Do not allow old age. Do not allow those things to rob you of the joys that God has prepared for you. If God had let me die the day that I said, "Okay, God, you know, I just want you to know that if today's my day, I'm okay with that," I would have missed out on a great number of celebrations and blessings that God had in store for us. I want to tell you today, don't give up. Do not quit. Do not stay depressed and discouraged. Do not allow the devil to believe that it is just as good as it gets. I want you to know that God has things in store for you that are beyond your comprehension, and that the journey ahead is not just filled with labor and turmoil and work and strife, but instead it is filled with the blessings and the presence of God. There are family events that are in store for you. Enjoy the fact that God is in control. Do not say, "You know what? I'm just ready to go." It's Wednesday. We've still got a couple of days here before the end of the week. And let's say, "You know what, God? I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this blessing, but I know that there's more that you have in store for me." Father, I just want to thank you right now. I want to thank you, God, that we can ask you for direction. Lord, that if we do not know which way to go, we can ask you for direction and insight. You are the wonderful counselor, the everlasting Father. God, I want to thank you today that you are the God of reconciliation. And I pray today that you would provide reconciliations if there's brokenness between parents and children, or husbands and wives, that you would minister in a supernatural way. And God, we thank you for the good things you have in store for us. See you tomorrow, right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."